This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是主持人佳莹。这档节目解答广大的听众朋友们在学习英语时遇到的难题。本期节目的问题来自网友小玉同学，问题是这样的。
你好，我是小玉同学。麻烦您能不能讲一下 emotional, sentimental 和 sensitive 之间的区别，谢谢。
网友小玉同学想知道这三个近义词之间的区别。这三个词都和一个人的感受有关，但它们并不完全一样。下面我们来主要讲一讲在形容人的时候它们有哪些区别。先来看 emotional。形容词 emotional 的第一个意思是情绪上的、情感、精神层面的。比如 emotional support, 情感支持。emotional intelligence, 情商。emotional damage,精神伤害。来听两个例句。
Have you talked to Zichi? She's been through a lot lately and could really use some emotional support.
Some studies show that living in a greener area might help improve one's emotional well-being.
形容词 emotional 还可以用来表示人容易表现出强烈情感的、情绪激动的。听两个例句。
He got a little emotional when explaining how much his family meant to him. I'm not usually an emotional person, but I sobbed watching this film.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
接下来看形容词 sentimental. 我们往往用 sentimental 来形容一个人多愁善感的。感怀过去的，通常带有贬义，强调这个人过分沉湎于某个情况、事件或记忆，故作感伤。来听两个例句。
I'm too sentimental about the old times. Oh, don't mind me, I'm a sentimental fool.
此外，我们也可以用 sentimental 形容与怀旧有关、出于怀念的。请听例句。
Although these earrings weren't that expensive, my grandma kept them for sentimental reasons. These old photographs of me and my childhood friends hold great sentimental value to me.
最后说一说形容词 sensitive 在谈论人的时候有哪些用法。我们可以用 sensitive 表示很容易受到某个事物的影响。听两个例句。
My eyes are very sensitive to light. I have sensitive skin.
Sensitive 还可以形容人容易被冒犯的或非常敏感的。来听两个使用了 sensitive 的例句。
Don't call me sensitive. You're the one being disrespectful. I wouldn't mention that he didn't pass his exam. He's very sensitive about it.
好了，来归纳一下这三个形容词在谈论人时的区别。Emotional 既有情感上的，也有情绪激动的意思。Sentimental 用来形容人多愁善感的或出于怀旧的。Sensitive 可以形容人对某个事物或事情非常敏感的。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是BBC 英语教学，你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，我们下次再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.